You know, Dr. Green, one of the points that you make throughout the book, Empowering Young Christians, Developing Bible-Based Leadership and Soft Skills, is the importance of really, really focusing on Jesus Christ himself. And I'd like to ask two questions related to that. First of all, is there truly a necessity? And then is there a benefit to really focusing most of all on the relationship with Jesus Christ?
Yeah, Carl, and I think from a necessity, feel free to jump in here. When I think about the necessity of a relationship for Jesus Christ, I think of that in terms of salvation. And in my faith, in your faith, in the Christian faith, it's pretty clear. If you do not put your faith and develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ and believe that he died for you on the cross, died for your sins, and believe that he was dead for 3 days, and believe that his Father resurrected him and that Jesus was brought back to life, if you don't believe that, if you don't believe you're a sinner and you need him to die for your sins and accept that he has, without that relationship, then you may get through life okay, so to speak. But we know that after life comes eternity, and if you die without accepting Jesus Christ, if you die without that relationship, you're going to spend it eternally separated from him. So from my perspective, my friend, absolutely, I would say that's a necessity. From a benefit point of view, and I guess when I was first saved, I kind of looked at it as, you know, okay, I'm saved at, you know, in my early teens, and that's great. I kind of put that on a shelf, and then when I die, I'll go be with Jesus. So I missed for probably 15 years as a Christian. I didn't completely understand the importance of that relationship. And I went to a church. Had a job in Texas, and I moved down there at a university, and I went to a good church there, and that pastor talked about the importance of the personal relationship with Jesus. And I told him, matter of fact, I've written him a letter in the last year, even though that's been 20 years ago, and told him, you know, I'm still benefiting from him helping me understand the importance of the relationship and the benefits there. Again, I thought when I was saved that you're saved okay. When you die, you'll go to heaven. That's good, but I didn't realize that this benefit that you get with walking daily with Jesus. And what do I mean by benefit? In my mind, you know, when I wrote these books, I prayed, and I'm sure you do the same. Every decision, every day, I'm praying for strength, I'm praying for wisdom, I'm praying for guidance, and I'm not a super Christian. I make mistakes, and I get a little lazy sometimes in my faith, as many people do. But the important thing to me is that I know that when I pray, I know God hears me. He may not always answer me right now. He may let me think about it and, you know, maybe teaching me through that. I know, though, that he's there. And that doesn't mean that we won't have struggles. And certainly the Bible's full of struggles of Christian people, but we know that we're not alone. And we know that if God allowed that into our lives, it didn't necessarily, you know, we may have brought it on ourselves, but as Christians, nothing's going to happen to us that God doesn't allow into our lives. And we know that if he allows it in there, he has a purpose. And we know that his purpose is ultimately for our good. Now, it may hurt.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
It may hurt a lot. You may be thinking, are you sure this is for my good? But we know in Romans 11:28 or 8:28, it says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who loved him and those who are called according to his purpose. So we know that he causes it. It's not like we think it might work out, but we know that he will cause things to work out if we love him and if we're called according to his purpose. And that's why it's so important to have that relationship. And that's why it's so important to understand the purpose that God has for you.
That is so awesome. The book, again, is Empowering Young Christians, Developing Bible-Based Leadership and Soft Skills. Dr. Green, if you could, share with everyone how they can get the book.
Sure, Carl. Thanks. I have a website called leadershipandsoftskills.com. One big word, leadershipandsoftskills.com. And if you log on to that, I've written two books. I referenced the secular book, which is developing the Bible-based skills. It's primarily for the secular audience. So, but I have one website. So at the top of that website, you're going to see a banner that says Empowering Young Christians. So just go to leadershipandsoftskills.com and look for that banner at the top that says Empowering Young Christians, and you can click on that, and you can securely order the book there, paperback or any of the common ebook formats. There's some information on reviews. I've written some articles that have been published elsewhere, primarily secular articles at this point, but some of the basic advice is still pretty valuable. So also there's a resource tab. When they get on that website, there's a bunch of different buttons on the book, on the author, etc. And there's one on resources, and there's some stuff down there towards the bottom that folks can print out, and it's just some advice on how to grow as a leader. So anyway, that's leadershipandsoftskills.com. And you can order the book there, and be sure and click on the Empowering Young Christians tab to get you over to the faith-based version.
Awesome. Sounds like, ladies and gentlemen, there is a wealth of information just waiting for you. I encourage you, young people, remember, this was directed specifically towards you, but the rest of you who are not considering yourselves young, it wasn't only for the young. It was for all of us. Dr. Green, thank you again so much for having shared so much wealth with us this day.
Thank you, Carl, and God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, till next time, do what you can to continue letting some of life's best moments come through you. That might be through lifelong learning. Till next time.